three North American leaders will focus on building stronger partnerships to increase the continent's competitiveness in trade and to secure borders so they are the safest in the world. President Bush has entered into an agreement with Mexico's President Vicente Fox and Canada's Prime Minister Paul Martin to partner together for the future of their countries.
That puts in place a firm commitment to markets and democracy and freedom and trade.
The three leaders also discuss sharing technology when it comes to producing energy so there will be less dependency overseas. Bush, Fox, and Martin have agreed to meet on a regular basis, creating a North American partnership that will help increase security and economic prosperity on the continent. Amber Brown, Dallas. Although they did not catch a glimpse of the president as they drove near his Crawford, Texas ranch this weekend, several hundred veterans and community members will continue to support the Waco VA hospital that could be closed. Vietnam veteran Bill Mahan says government officials have had almost 2 years to decide if the hospital doors should remain open, but no decision has been made.
We want to kind of ignite the fire under them and say, it's time to make a decision. And if you make a decision, be able to back it up.
Mahan hopes the rally showed the president that the community is tired of waiting for a decision, but they are not tired of caring.
We will continue to care long after he's out of office. Now, we want our hospital to stay because we care about our veterans in Central Texas.
This isn't the first time veterans have caravanned to Crawford. In the summer of 2003, a caravan rallied through Crawford after Veterans Affairs announced the hospital's closure. Since then, nationwide VA hospital closures were put on hold. Hospital supporters say the Waco facility is needed to care for veterans of past wars and for thousands of soldiers returning to Fort Hood from Iraq. Amber Brown, Dallas. The mother who staged an anti-war protest near President Bush's Crawford, Texas ranch this summer will return there today. Cindy Sheehan will spend Thanksgiving week camping out there. Sheehan and her supporters have planned to spend the first couple of days organizing food and monetary donations to give to those affected by Hurricane Katrina. The group will substitute the standard American Thanksgiving meal for an Iraqi meal on Thursday. A memorial ceremony is planned for Friday, and on Saturday they are planning a rally. Sheehan staged a protest at a makeshift campsite in Crawford for over 3 weeks during the month of August. She demanded that Bush explain what noble cause her son Casey died for while serving in Iraq. Amber Brown, Dallas. President George W. Bush's time at the White House is coming to an end. Bush will meet with President-elect Barack Obama Tuesday morning before he attends the presidential inauguration at the Capitol. He'll then return to Texas, where he plans to make his home. Bush and First Lady Laura recently purchased a house in an upscale Dallas neighborhood, and they also plan to keep their ranch in Crawford, Texas. Although election results show Texas is a conservative state, there are mixed reviews of Bush's 8 years in the White House.
He has done whatever he has felt is right and what everybody is wanting to do. He's made mistakes, but I really feel like he's an honest president.
Hey, he's one man. He's done a great job.
I think he's one of the worst presidents I had in my lifetime.
Many Texas residents are thrilled to have their native Texan back in the Lone Star State and believe he did his best while in office. Some say he defended the country by going to war in Iraq. Other Texans believe the war was a mistake and say they're happy to have him out of power. Texas A&M University political science professor Dan Wood says Bush is leaving office with a very low approval rating.
It's going to be hard for a lot of people to remember him positively, given the two problems, the war in Iraq and the collapse of the U.S. economy.
Wood says Bush's three tax cuts between 2001 and 2004 were not good fiscal policy, as the deficit has grown steadily since they were implemented into the largest in U.S. history. He adds Hurricane Katrina was also a low point for Bush in terms of his strategic behavior. He says Bush's response to September 11th was impressive, adding the AIDS program for Africa is an accomplishment of his administration, as is the prescription drug coverage expansion. Amber Brown, Dallas. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott is joining other state attorneys general to challenge federal health care legislation passed by the U.S. House Sunday night. The Texas Republican says Congress has violated the 10th Amendment, which gives the states and individuals powers not delegated to Congress in the Constitution.
We believe that Congress is trampling upon the 10th Amendment by assuming powers that it doesn't have, by forcing these regulations down the throats of the people of the state of Texas.
Democrats call the legislation a long overdue overhaul of the nation's complex and costly health care system. They say it will guarantee high-quality, affordable health care coverage for every American. Amber Brown reporting.